welcome to G's Table Talk. I am your host, Brandy. Today I will be having a conversation with my daughter, Abigail. We will be talking about my relationship with my daughters and how I raised them to value communication and how that ties into future plans for G's Flavor House. Hello, Abigail. How are you doing?
Hi, Mom. I'm doing good.
How was your day today?
It was actually pretty good. I didn't do much. I just, like, chilled for the day, which is good. Yeah, I did a little bit of business. I cleaned up a little bit. Other than that, it was pretty chill.
That's good. It's always nice to have those kind of days where you can kind of lay around and not do much.
Especially lately, we've been so busy and going that, like, once in a while, I just need a day where I can just chill.
Yeah.
It was today. It was good.
I look forward to Saturdays because that's what I always aim for Saturdays to be for me, is a chill day. It doesn't always end up like that, but, you know, it's always good to have a goal,
you know,
I guess.
What? She does aim for that, and every Saturday it's usually a let's clean the entire house kind of day and not a let's lay around kind of day. So,
yeah, that's how it was when I was growing up, though. My mom had Saturdays for cleaning. That was her day that she got down and scrub the toilets and scrub the sinks and the bathtubs and the floors and did laundry. And I guess that kind of bled over to me, too. I guess it's funny how we take these different things from our growing up and either implementing them in your life or totally not and running away from the things that we didn't find value in.
Yeah.
Do you think that might be something you would bring into your adult life?
Oh, definitely. I like cleaning before I'm told to clean. Whenever she's like, Abby, do the kitchen. I'm like, Mom, are you doing the kitchen? It makes me just not want to do the kitchen at that point. And I'm just like, I'm done, actually. I'm not doing this anymore. But I am one who likes to have a clean house in the morning. And I love being able to wake up and get my coffee and have a clean house and just chill for like an hour or two if I have to go do more stuff. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I do think that Saturdays for cleaning is probably going to be a tradition my family upholds too, you know.
Yeah, I remember my mom, speaking of cleaning before you're told to do it, my mom used to, come in back of me and tell me, don't forget to do this, or don't forget to wipe in back of the sink, or, you know, make sure that you're drying those dishes right. It used to bug me to no end every time she would do it, even though I knew that was part of doing it, and I was just about to do it, just having her tell me that I needed to do that would drive me crazy every time.
Wow.
So let me apologize ahead of time, because I know I can sometimes
do that.
You're
just passing that annoyance right on down, aren't you? Really, tell it that life lesson a heart.
Speaking about growing up, you know, one thing that I've always admired about my mom is that I could talk to her about anything. I could talk to her about the boys I like. I could talk to her about if I got into trouble. I could talk to her about whatever emotion I was feeling that day or that week. She was always there to listen to me. And she was more like my best friend than my mom at times. She had to be my mom. She was definitely my mom. But for the most part, we definitely had a best friend kind of a relationship. And so I really value that openness and feel like I have been like that with you girls. Mm-hmm. What do you think?
Oh, you definitely have. You really made it a way for us, especially growing up, to just be able to come talk to you guys about literally anything. You guys would always, like, in Dad's case, pretend, I guess, but you'd always listen. Even if it was like something about like a dumb movie I watched, or if it was about, oh, Mom, at school I fell, or, you know, whatever it was as like a kid I would go talk to you guys about, you guys would always listen, and you guys would always make sure that I felt like I was being hard. And so growing up, it was just so easy to come to you guys about anything I had an issue with. Like, some things are a bit difficult, but, like, overall, it was, like, I know I'm not going to be, like, shamed for it. I'm just afraid I might be a disappointment, like, being disappointed about it. But I'm not going to be shamed and, like, shunned because of what I want to talk to you guys about.
Yeah, I've always wanted to keep that open door policy because, you know, if you can't get any kind of advice from, or sound advice from your mother or your parents, and who are you going to get it from?
Yeah.
From people at school or, you know, coworkers, they don't always have the same values,
mm-hmm.
or you don't always share the same values that you do with your family. So the advice may not always be aligned with those values or aligned with the beliefs and the customs mm-hmm. that you share with your family. So I've always wanted to kind of have that. And I feel like we do. I feel like not only with you, but with the other two girls, that I have that good communication.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That we have good communication, that I feel like they could come and talk to me. And if it's a question that I don't want to ask, I have one daughter that will ask me the off-the-wall questions. And if I feel like it's not something I should answer, I let her know that that's not a question that she should be asking me or that I don't want to answer it. And she's pretty good of letting it go and moving on to your next question. But,
yeah. No, you guys have definitely raised us to understand, like, especially boundaries. Like, we know with us as, like, especially me and Kira growing up as close as we are together, like, there's some boundaries that, like, we cross with each other that, like, we don't really cross with, like, anybody else, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And you guys have definitely, like, taught us that, you know what? Even though we're a family, there's some things that is okay and some things that are bad, but you guys have always made it pretty clear that if we need to talk to you guys about something, well, you guys are always willing to open the door up and talk to us, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And give us advice about whatever it is. And even, like, now, it is kind of, like, one of those things I don't think a lot of people can say, but, like, my parents are literally my safe haven. I know, like, if I'm having a bad day, I can go home to my mom and dad and be like, oh, my Lord, I cannot deal. And I'll tell you guys all the dumb mm-hmm. stuff that happened that day. I know dad will be like, Abby, I don't care. But I know he cares. And you're going to be like, yeah, I understand. Like, reference something I told you 4 months ago about it. And I'm like, I don't know how you remember that, because I definitely did not remember that. But you guys have always made it really important that we have a place we can come back to at the end of the day, where we know we're safe and that we don't have to be putting up a guard around, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I always do appreciate when you tell me about your day and tell me about what happened at work. I've never met these people, but, you know, I like to gossip, I guess. I like to to hear all the tea, and, you know, I just, mm-hmm. it's kind of, it's something that I can enjoy listening to every once in a while. Kind of gets my mind off of the stuff that happens at my job mm-hmm. or, you know, what I'm going through everyday life, you know. So I really do enjoy our talks.
Mm-hmm.
So I think this brings us to a good point. Did want to talk about, where do we see the business, Jay's Flavor House, going in the next year, the next 5 years?
So I do know in one of the episodes back, we did talk a little about it. At least I brought it up a little bit. But, you know, we have such plans. As I said in one of the last episodes, my dad is definitely the one who thinks in the now. He wants to know what we're doing today, tomorrow, this week. And that's about as far as it goes. It goes week by week, day by day. It doesn't really go, like, month to month or year to year.
Yeah, that is so true.
Like, he's just, he wants to know about it right now. He wants to do it at this second. And if it can't be done at this second, it needs to be figured out how to get done at this second. And like, that's fine, but like, I think so much of in the future, I love thinking about, okay, in this next couple months, I want to blah, 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 or in this next couple years, I want to blah, blah, blah. So the next like 5-ish years, I think is what our plan is. I want to open up a store. Like, I want to have a cute little, like, cafe. I want it to be two parts. One part, I want to make a little store where we sell, like, our seasonings and, like, other things to come, you know. And then, like, a little door between it. And the next time, I'm going to make a little cafe. We want to sell, like, our, like, meats we want to make and, like, sandwiches and salads and stuff like that. Uh-huh. And honestly, I'm super excited. My dad doesn't know it yet. Okay, but I'm going to be the one to decorate that place, and that's going to be my place. And he might have a say or two and a couple, like, small details, but mainly it's going to be me decorating it and me putting my heart into it.
That sounds very cool. I know for Christmas you had, you made a drawing for him that shows the cafe and the store combined, and it looked very cool. Very excited for that.
Yeah, I'm super excited. I have been dreaming about this for so long. I think since he mentioned that we wanted a business, and I'm just like, we're not there totally, but I do know it's going to happen in the next couple years that I'm going to get, or that I'm going to get the opportunity to be able to decorate our store and our place, mm-hmm. and I am just so excited to be able to do that.
What's a few different dishes that you think that you might sell in the cafe?
One of them I really want to sell is, I have to make for a little bit because of, like, the weather, I think. But I love making broccoli cheddar, like, chowder.
Oh, that is so good, yes. I love making
that. It's so good. And it's, like, one of those things I want to have as, like, a staple for, like, the fall and winter menu, you mm-hmm. know? I also make, like, soups and salads and, like, sandwiches. Because I love a good sandwich. But no place around, like, where we live sells good sandwiches. It's, like, a cute little cafe, you know?
Yeah.
Like, there's, like, the fast food ones, or, like, Subway and stuff like that. And I don't really, like, want that all the time. You know what I mean? Sometimes I just want a good, like, homemade sandwich
yeah.
that I don't have to be one to homemade. You know what I mean?
Yeah. You know what would be really cool is to make, like, a bread bowl kind of, right? Shell it out and put the bread cheddar broccoli soup inside of that.
That I know. Would be really that good. Would be good, honestly. Get, like, make little individual bread bowls would be kind of mm-hmm. cute. Make that as one of the recipes. That's cool. Yeah, I'm gonna do that.
So one thing I know when thinking about hiring employees is, you know, we're talking about the value of communication. Definitely would love to be the type of boss that employees can come and talk to, have an open door policy, yeah. be able to talk to me about anything they might be going through and make sure that those lines of communication are continue to stay open.
Okay, there you go.
Since we were just talking about communication and how we value that mm-hmm. and with each other and you know, talking about what we our goals for the next 5 years for G's Flavor House.
Yeah.
When the time comes and we start hiring employees, bringing that value of communication into the way that I am as a boss, I would definitely want that for myself mm-hmm. and have, you know, an open door policy. That way, the employees that I do hire and that work under me can feel like they can talk to me about
yeah.
things they're going through, not only in the workplace, but also if they chose to, their families and their mm-hmm. their home life.
Yeah, I honestly am the same way. I want to give them a space where they can be themselves and they can feel like, you know, this is family. But I also want to, like, make them know that even though we are their job, we're not expecting them to be, like, all in. Like, this is our job, yes, but I want to hire as a part-time.
Yeah.
So if it's a part-time job, I am not expecting you to miss family plans.
Right.
And miss events you have planned for weeks on to come cover somebody's shift, you know? I feel like that's so important because I've heard from a lot of my friends and just people in general that, you know, they had to come in and miss something important to them because their boss wouldn't come in or, like, somebody else can't cover. And I get it if somebody else can't cover, but I feel like as the one employing them, it is your job to take care of your employees.
Right.
You know? And so I will, like, being one of the bosses, I will, if they need help, come in and help them. Mm-hmm. If they need to go help Molly or something, go help Molly. I'll go in for them. You know, whatever the situation is, as long as people aren't lying to me about it, because I hate when people lie to people. Like, if you want to go home, just say you want to go home. I don't care. Like, if it's slow, if we're having a slow day, like, can I just go home? I'm like, yeah, go home. You're fine. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm not going to be mad at you about that. Like,
right.
It's a part-time job. It's not end-all, be-all, you know? And I really want to put that out there that, like, at G-Flavor House, we value each other, and we do, and we have employees, we'll value our employees as family.
Yeah.
And we'll give them a space where they can talk.
Yeah, because you're generally going to be with them anywhere from 4 to 5 hours a day, if not longer, and
at that
you know,
point,
if we're
you know,
going to be talking about bringing families together back to the table, that should include your work life as well as your intimate, immediate family also.
Yeah. Yeah, and I also just think it's so important that, like, they have a space where they can be hard, whatever issues there is. You know, I want us to have a smooth workplace.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't have a smooth workplace if your employees aren't feeling like they're being respected.
Right.
And validated, you know? Like, some issues probably aren't that important between the boss, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I will be saying, like, boundaries about that. But if it's, like, something important, I do want them to feel like, you know what? I can go talk to her. I know she's going to understand what I'm talking about. I know she's going to listen to what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And since that's how you guys raised us, to be able to come talk to you guys about anything, I want it to go down to a business as you can come talk to anybody about anything. We'll always hear you, listen to you, no matter if it's my dad, the CEO, or me, the one managing it, you know. It can be anybody from the family, and we'll always listen to you, we'll always validate you, and we will always try to come to a conclusion about how to fix it,
or
whatever the issue is, you know what I mean? Yeah.
Yeah, we've all have had those types of bosses that you just don't know how to approach them. And when you do, they act like they aren't listening to you or don't hear what you have to say, or sometimes, frankly, don't even care what you have to say.
Yeah.
But then there's those other bosses that, you know, really do value what you're talking about and really try their hardest to fix those, to be solution focused, to be, you know, to try to aim for a result instead of just sweep it under the rug.
Yeah.
And I definitely think that G's Flavor House, with the type of values that we have, we would make pretty good bosses.
Yeah, I like to think so. I mean, I don't think Kira and Soraya really agree with that because always like, Abby, you need to leave me alone, know what I'm doing. And I'm gonna be like, I don't think you do. But I feel like by the time then, I'll probably be more cool down and be like, okay, I can trust people to do what they're doing, you know? But yeah, I'm super excited about opening it up. I know it's gonna take a lot of hard work
and, definitely,
you know, other things, but I just am so excited for what God has in store for this business and our family. So yeah.
So soon you're going to be graduating with your master's for your getting your MBA to be able to take care of all the accounting and the business part of it. Are you super excited about that?
Yeah, it's definitely a slow process. I don't think I'm anywhere near, you know, ready for that. or, you know, finish with it. But I do want to get there at some point, and I do want to get there before we open up our business.
Right.
So at least I'm going to be like, well, I have a master's degree in business and, you know, all that stuff. But from what I've learned so far and what I've, like, kind of self-taught myself, it is super interesting learning about it, and I am so excited to continue about it and continue learning about it. It's just been taking a little bit more longer than I would have liked, but that's life.
You have a lot going on, though. Yeah. I mean, you know, getting the podcast going, getting, you know, the website. You did an awesome, you and your dad did an awesome job with the website. Learning about all the technical stuff on this side.
Yeah.
Yeah, you've had a lot going on, and you've done great things. With this part of it so far, and I look forward to seeing what else you're going to accomplish with G's Flavor House and with G's Table Talk.
Yeah, I am so excited, honestly. I always have so many ideas and plans in my head when I go to sleep that, like, I have to be like, oh, let me write this down on my phone really fast. I'll, like, grab my phone and, like, type it down on my little notes being thing. Then I'll wake up and forget about it until the next night, and I'm like, ugh, I should have done that today. But, like, it's a constant. Me and my dad are always, you know, we're always bouncing ideas off of each other.
Oh, yeah.
All the time. We'll be, like, during dinner time, like, what if we do this? What if we do that?
I know, you know? I get my daily phone call
while I'm at work. Well, it's important that she knows, you guys, honestly. Like, we need to keep her in the loop somehow, and always a phone call being, Mom, you know what we want to do? And then she'll be like, how much is it going to cost? And we're like, it's not going to cost that much money. But, honestly, I love having a business with the family, and having just something we can all have in common.
Yeah.
It's always super good for us, so yeah.
Yeah. We've been doing great. It's a definitely learning process.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we are going to shut the podcast down for the night. And I think we'll shut it down with a prayer.
Yeah, totally.
Lord Jesus, we thank you for this time we've had together, Lord. We ask you to touch each and every one of the ears that are listening, Lord. We ask you to bless them and just continue to be with us, continue to be with everyone's family. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen. Okay, guys, well, hope you guys are having a good day. God bless you all, and we hope to hear from you guys soon. Keep an eye out for our Instagram. You'll probably be seeing a lot more of us as, you know, the weeks go on. You might see a couple deals in there, so be sure to look. I hope you all have a good rest of your guys' day. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Oh, my God. Oh, and before we end, you guys, we just got about that. Remember, you guys, to keep it simple.
Keep it flavorful.
Keep it G's Flavor House. Have a good night, you guys.
Have a good night.